Here it is, time for your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report as we cruise down into Gamalia, Arkansas to the Bayou Resort. And you'll find the Bayou Resort. They're right off of Fout Road. Just, what are you, Gary? Just 200-300 yards from the lake?
I always tell people a quarter mile. I always tell people a quarter mile.
But you're right there. I mean, the Bayou Resort is right there. Here's the deal.
Right here.
Really, I think if you jumped in a little red wagon and let me push you, you could roll all the way to the lake.
You could. It's absolutely totally possible here to do that. You know, you could just roll right down the hill.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful place. So if you're looking for a little weekend getaway just to kind of relax and not worry about tomorrow or, the day after that, the Bayou Resort's a great spot to get. But, Gary, here it is. We've had some great weather. That rain's kind of been hit and miss, kind of been spotty. But if just enough to really make a feeding frenzy come about, how's the fishing been on Lake North Fork?
Well, yesterday I was horrible. it was not a good day. Up until then, it's been pretty good. The lake level at 557 is absolutely awesome. It's just in great shape. Water temperature, high 70s, rated 80 maybe. But the lake is just excellent condition.
Yes,
557 is beautiful for this time of year. Absolutely. And the fishing's been good. The crappie bite's still been on. Largemouth, be surprised. Yet it's been working this past week on largemouth. So, in Kentucky. So it's been good for this time of year, for June. Absolutely.
I've been seeing some pretty nice stripers still, getting landed.
Yeah. Yeah. You see those big ones I put up there?
Yeah. How about that? That's dandy.
Yeah, that was a big one. See you guys. Just help some guys get some minnows.
Yeah.
But the one that Chad got the other day, that was a beast.
Yeah, that was a dandy for sure.
And then people are still, there's certain areas on the lake, a few even right up here, not too far from Fout. First thing in the morning, not very deep. Been hanging out over there. Had people get, maybe not get their limit, but get two or three. A couple that goes out there all the time, two or three mornings a week, and they've been getting two or three between the two of them almost every morning. Some decent sized ones, too.
Yeah. Well, it's, this time of year, we're in a little transition where, you had that white bass hybrid striper topwater bite, it's starting to transition there. It's not going to be much longer. They're going to be heading to deeper water, but your largemouth, your Kentucky, they're going to be all hitting the top of the water and buzz baits and, baby spooks and different topwater baits.
Redfin.
Yeah, I love that. That's my favorite. I'm telling you, if you've never fished with one, and the reason I like a jointed redfin, they're really easy, for anybody to use. Cast it out there and just reel it just fast enough where that back piece of that redfin just kind of flutters. And hold on.
And there's been some topwater bite. It's early in the morning. This is what the guy's been saying. Got to get out there a little bit earlier because by the time the sun gets up, I'm going to say 7:30, 8 o'clock, where it's actually up and starting to come down, hit the water good, the bite quits.
Yeah, it's over. It's done.
Yeah. But it's been on. And then, like I said, the crappie, if you can find the brush piles, hit the brush piles. They've been about 20 feet suspended, about 20 feet of water. I've seen a lot of crappie come through here this past week. So it's on. Yesterday was, I think, with the front moving through and stuff yesterday, kind of slowed down a little bit, but some people still caught fish.
Well, you know what? I put my tater bait hat on and threw on some of that salt and pepper little tater bait that I was three shy of my limit, but had a blast, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And then right now the catfish is starting to really pick up. People jugging, trout line type things. It's really picking up. And then, of course, the bluegill. Here we are.
You know, what I found amazing is over the years, we've thrown out a lot of beds, you know, for the crappie years ago. Right. These are old crappie beds. And they're still there, and crappie are still on them.
Absolutely.
Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely. And, you know, if you go to Game and Fish here in Mountain Home, and you bring an SD card, they'll give you an SD card with the brush piles that they know about, where they're at, stuff they put out there, and then you can plug it into your graph and
boom.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
That is outstanding. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know a little bit more, how can they get a hold of you, and is it too late to book a room for the 4th of July?
I have. As of right now, we had a cancellation. I have one two-bedroom, two-bath mobile home left for 4th of July. As of right now, we had it was full. I had a cancellation. I have it that whole week from Friday to Friday because the 4th of July is on Tuesday this year.
Yep.
Or Wednesday. And so I have it completely open and was booked, and something came up and they had to cancel. So, and I'm sure we put it out there. Diamond's going to put it on our Facebook page, and I'm sure it'll go. But that's all we have left for 4th of July. And then we have a few spots here and here. For different weekends. We have like one open here and one open there. So if people that still want to try to get a spot for any of the summer weekends, it's worth a shot to give us a call. Maybe we can get you in.
That's right. How can they get a hold of you?
They can always give us a call, Gary, at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Facebook page is a great way to drop us a line, leave us a comment. We'll get back to you. Take a look at some of the pictures, some of the things we got have going on around here. And, of course, always they can put a request in at our website, thebayouresort.com. Or if you're in the area, just stop in, say hi, and I'll show you around, take a few cabins and see what you like.
Right on. Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, Gary, talk to you next week.
Yep.